kidding. Bought you guys some good company pecan pies, because some people around here tell me that's make, they make the best pecan pies. So.
Yeah, sure.
They do.
You gonna hold that up?
I'm trying.
So what do you want me to do? Like hold it like this?
Yeah, sure. That looks, that'd be good. There you go.
I like to heat it up with some vanilla ice cream. But those are for you guys, so.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Now, how many injury questions you have?
Yeah, and you already ate half of it, Wilson. Nice job. Yeah, appreciate it. Yeah, I'll take half of your pumpkin pie there. No, you know, I think we've had a good couple days here. You know, these guys have practiced hard. It's not going to be easy because, you know, New Orleans is ahead of us. They're coming off of a bye, and our guys are really trying hard to catch up in preparation, and they're really working at it. So with that, I'll open it up to questions. What's that? Yeah, I think he's feeling better. Yeah, I think he is. He was out there today, and, you know, he seems to be feeling better.
You guys have been going to pads one day a week.
Yeah.
What's the benefit you've seen from that over the last month or so?
Well, I think that starting on defense, I think our tackling has improved. Even though we don't really tackle live in practice, we're still in position, and we thud the ball carrier up, which is important. I think our run defense has improved. And then offensively, you know, I think, look, you know, has the running game been perfect? No, it hasn't been perfect, but I think being in pads has helped us make, you know, some slight improvement week to week, and that's been important. And then on special teams, I think it's really helped us, you know, being the right, taking the right angles, you know, thudding up the ball carrier, same thing on the coverage units, things like that. You know, again, the key, though, is, which I should probably start by saying this is, you know, the trick is, can you do it again? You know, you've got a big test here. And what you did, you know, in the past three games really doesn't matter when it comes to New Orleans. You have to do it again on Sunday.
How difficult is it to find carries for all the running backs you have?
Not that difficult. No, not at all. I think these guys are great teammates, and they're all involved in different packages, and they all have different roles. They all contribute on special teams. So they're really good teammates, and they understand that, you know, this is my role on offense, this is my role on special teams, so it's not difficult at all. Yeah, I think he's really gotten better with experience. I think the more that you play at that position, the more experience that you get used to the speed of the game, the strength of the receivers, you know, understanding our coverages and how they work against the different personnel groupings, the different route combinations that you see, I think there's no substitute for that. And then I think he practices well. And it's a very competitive group. Kareem Jackson's come back here this week and had, in my opinion, one of his best weeks of practice. So he'll play for us. So, you know, we've got a competitive corner group. Jonathan Joseph's playing at a high level. Charles James has played well. Our special teams guys, A.J. Boye, Demo, those guys have played well. So it's a competitive group. I think anytime you have a 100% healthy group, that's great for your team. So it's up to us as coaches to get those guys out on the field and make sure that they're in the right roles and they're doing, you know, their skill sets are really helping us as a defense. But yeah, anytime, you know, a guy, you know, unfortunately gets injured, the next guy up gets that experience, that probably helps that guy, no question about it. I want to see him continue to build. I want to see him build on the last game and don't take a step back. I think he's really earned the right to be in there. I thought he played a really good, solid football game against the Jets, and I really want to see him improve on that. You know, be more consistent. You know, play at a high level because I believe in the kid, and I just want to see him build on that. I would say that he's in better shape. I would say that his calf feels better, which I would say was due to him coming back out of shape. And I think he's worked hard to get back in shape. I don't think it's been easy on him. I'm sure there's days where he's been ready to march into my office and say something to me, but he's just gone out there and worked hard. And I think it's a credit to him. But again, like the key is he's got to do it again because that's another competitive position. You know, you've got guys there that can play guard and that aren't, you know, that he's playing ahead of right now, and so he's got to continue to do it.
How's the tight end group been since
good. I think Griff's helped us. You know, he's a guy that we feel was getting better and better before he got injured. And now, you know, having missed a lot of time, I think he's working himself back into playing shape. Had some big catches against Cincinnati, obviously. And we just need him to keep getting better. But having him back has helped us. Yeah, you know, I think Ben is more, you know, probably more of a natural center than he is a guard. Not that he was playing out of position last year, but I think that that's his position. He's a very bright guy. He's a tough guy. He's you know, he's out there every day at practice. Never misses a snap in practice, and you know, that really does, like you said, that really helps the stability of your offensive line, is having that center in there all the time.